This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 255, Customer Data, the Solution to Lead Generation, by Shayla Price with neilpatel.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host here, your narrator of content from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship. Today's post comes from a guest writer on neilpatel.com, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Shayla after I read the post. So without any further ado, let's get right to that as we optimize your life. Customer Data, the Solution to Lead Generation, by Shayla Price with neilpatel.com. More leads, please. In most companies, it's an ongoing process to generate interested buyers to your product and services. We want qualified leads that move effortlessly throughout the sales cycle. But the problem lies in our preparation. Some of us just don't have enough information about our prospects. The CSO Insight study reported that, quote, 42% of sales reps feel that they don't have the right information before making a call, end quote. Use accurate customer data to prepare your team. Knowing key insights can make or break the deal. Power up your data profile. Leverage it to produce more qualified leads. Gathering reliable data. Based on an Ascend 2 study, quote, 35% of those surveyed said the biggest barrier to lead generation success is the lack of quality data, end quote. Your data should tell a vivid story of your customer. To gather reliable data, track anonymous users who visit your website. Watch leads interact with your content via session replays. Ask for feedback from current customers. Monitor the trends of loyal consumers. B2B marketers must also embrace more third-party and real-time data sets to really understand buyers across the entire customer journey. For example, that may include using social logins to access a prospect's profile information. Data is widely available. Your team must decide which acquisition channels work for your company. What's the best way to collect email addresses, or how can you quickly accumulate customer preferences? Josh George, a senior applications engineer at Lyons Consulting Group, says, quote, understanding who your customers are and, in turn, what they like will undoubtedly enable you to increase conversions and sales. Make it easy for your customers to share their data with you and use that data to keep them engaged with your business, end quote. Know who you're serving. Collect valid data for better results. Enhancing buyer personas. Get inside your prospects' minds. Map out your ideal customer to understand their reasons for buying. But what's the point? Buyer personas are roadmaps to navigating through your prospects' interests, dislikes, and habits. If you're aware of their behaviors, your team can create targeted solutions. Bree Rangel, account strategist at Impact, says, quote, by developing research-based buyer personas, you can create effective, highly targeted marketing campaigns. Each piece of communication ties back to your buyer personas so that every message addresses relevant pain points and positions your software as a viable solution. End quote. Knowing the basic demographics of your buyer is a given. Your team's goal is to dive deeper. Learn your customer's goals, challenges, and personal story. The role of customer data is to provide accurate information for your buyer personas. You don't want to waste time selling enterprise-level B2B SaaS software to a B2C startup. Moreover, inaccurate buyer preferences and habits will leave both the prospect and sales rep frustrated, so double-check your personas. Because in the end, your mission is to match your product with a qualified lead. That's how you bring in sales. Nicole Deeker, freelance writer and copywriter, says, quote, use personas to spend more time with qualified leads because they're the ones who are most likely to turn into those long-term customers you're looking for, end quote. Enhance your buyer personas. Use data to add a face to the customer. Segmenting your audience. After learning your customers' distinct behaviors, it's time to serve those individual needs. It makes no sense to group everyone together. If Sally specifically likes apples, why send her emails about oranges and grapefruits? Instead, educate her about the difference between gala apples and pink lady apples. That's a mental hurdle for most SaaS teams. We assume if our customers like X, they will definitely love Y, and it isn't always that simple. Segmentation comes in many shapes and sizes. From geographical to behavioral differences, your customers vary, and it's up to your team to discover how to connect with them. You might consider a city in a particular state or the buyer's readiness to purchase. Work with your team to develop a goal. Define your reason for segmentation. Experienced marketing and product leader Doug Goldstein offers the following common segmentation objectives. Create segmented ads and marketing communications. develop differentiated customer servicing and retention strategies, target prospects with the greatest profit potential, optimize your sales channel mix. Segmentation is impossible without customer data. Add insights derived from analytics to guide how you group prospects. And don't be afraid to experiment. Testing is how you'll discover the right messaging for your sales reps. Plus, it can help you market product information on your site. Junan Pang, a solutions architect at Optimizely, says, quote, "When practicing website optimization, leveraging customer segmentation provides a framework for running intentional, well-hypothesized experiments on your website that drive value," end quote. Segment your audience to deliver more personalized and timely experiences. With a segmented list, you'll be able to target the right services to interested buyers. Building the relationship. You can collect the data, create the buyer personas, and segment your audience, but all that data can't substitute customer relationships, and that's where most businesses miss their opportunity. Jill Avery, a senior lecturer at Harvard Business School, says, quote, "Companies often manage relationships haphazardly and unprofitably, committing blunders that undermine their connections with customers," end quote. Customer data is intended to facilitate the relationship between the sales rep and the buyer. However, research shows that companies without sophisticated data management tools, quote, "derive erroneous results that annoy customers, resulting in a 25% reduction in potential revenue gains," end quote. Don't attempt to foster a customer relationship with poor quality data. If you do, prospects will seek out your competitors. TechTarget Executive Director Lauren Horwitz and Search CRM Site Editor Tim Ahrens agree. Quote, "Customer data management often falls to the bottom of the priority list. Organizations get bogged down with more pressing issues, such as cutting costs or keeping daily operations running. But relying on poor quality customer data almost always frustrates customers, and many of them take their business elsewhere," end quote. Relationships are built on human-to-human contact. That means being genuinely interested in your buyer's concerns. How can you make their lives better? Where can you offer convenience? And sometimes your product won't be the solution. Yes, your SaaS service may not be the best option for that particular person. Sales teams must recognize that it's okay to remove unqualified prospects from the pipeline. This action should be commended, not frowned upon. Use customer data as a tool to score leads. Then gain insight on how to target prospects that matter to your company. Data shouldn't supplant the customer relationship. Make the human connection. Go for the data. Your team needs qualified leads. Focus on customer data as a solution. Gather data from reliable sources, use buyer personas to target your audience, segment their behavior to create a personalized approach, and focus on building relationships throughout the sales cycle. Want more leads? Go for the data. You just listened to the post titled "Customer Data, the Solution to Lead Generation" by Shayla Price with neilpatel.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Shayla, who is a guest writer on Neil Patel's site, neilpatel.com. Shayla lives at the intersection of digital marketing, technology, and social responsibility. You can find her on Twitter at Shayla Price. That's S-H-A-Y-L-A Price. And come visit Neil Patel online at neilpatel.com. And Neil is spelled N-E-I-L. Neil is a New York Times bestselling author and cited as one of the top 10 marketers by Forbes. He's got a lot of free tools and resources to check out on his site, so you can find those and much more about him at neilpatel.com, and I have that linked for you in this episode's description. But that is going to do it for today's episode. Hope you have a happy Saturday if you're listening in real time. Thanks so much for being here. We can't do this without your support. And I will see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show, where your optimal life awaits.